Growing Up on the Farm is a look into local agriculture presented by the Codrington Farmers Market and fueled by Kubota. Today we're profiling siblings Emily and James Harley.
Tell me a little bit about your farm's history. How did it all begin and how has the operation grown or changed over the years?
We moved to Canada in 2000 from the UK. As it progressed, we're natural farming, but as we progressed, we decided to brand our own product into our own meat brand, Harley Farms. We have a farm store located at the farm location, 1630 Heritage Line. We have a butcher shop in Peterborough in East City that all the fresh cuts are at, so your steaks and chops and things ready for the barbecue. And we also have an online store where people can order online and then we deliver it in our own refrigerated trucks right to their doorstep. And with that service, we ship basically all across Ontario. So there's multiple different avenues and options for people to get natural, healthy products.
How did you become more involved in the farm and what's it like working with your family?
I've always been on the farm, grew up on the farm, always had a role to play. After high school, went off to college to get some further training into a different field and then came back to the farm. Once back on the farm, really saw a demand and need for us to push our products as our own branded product to tell the story about what we're doing here. And then once my sister got back to the farm too, she was along the same ideas. So we really started to expand our branded packaged products and tell our story. So yeah, it's great working with family. It always is a bit, we have our times and moments, but all in all, it's definitely great. Yeah.
Farming's more than just a job. It's a lifestyle. So what are some of the lessons or values that you hope to pass on through the farm?
Definitely a lifestyle. We live here too, as well as work here. So, and it is a 7 day a week job. There's no just deciding that no one's going to be here for a day. But it is a great lifestyle, being able to be outside, fresh air. It's a healthy lifestyle. So I've got two young children and they enjoy being here. They enjoy the freedom of the farm. And I really hope to be able to pass that along to them if they are willing.
Looking ahead, how are you approaching succession planning and preparing the next generation to eventually perhaps take over the farm?
Our whole business is structured around the family. So it is along my parents passed it to myself and my sister. And we made our changes as we saw fit to the business and the model. So we always do keep in mind, like my children are pretty young at the moment, but as they grow up, they will be involved. So we can see what their really passions are. Very important thing with farms. It's not as much today. It's you're looking into the future and things we do here today are going to impact things 20 years down the line. So we've got to be very careful in planning and making sure everything is going to work in the long term.